Stop doing that in the studio. Okay. Stop fucking do. I told you to do this last time. God damn it.
God. Well, I've seen you do it earlier.
But I'm not ripping. Do you see me ripping back cloud string?
This motherfucker don't shower. Well, I do. I'm just not very good at it. Came a long way, but think it's important that we maybe try to leave some things out of shape, out of respect from where we came.
We're already off to an exciting start. Episode 12 of the Trey and Treeb Show. My name is Trey.
you're Trey, I'm Treeb.
It's another live role reversal. I did not come into this episode near as prepared as I have been in the past. I'll tell you, this setup is only the beginning, and there's been a lot of work behind the scenes at the Tribune to get this thing going. So yeah, I'm a little frazzled today, Trey. You might have to carry the episode. Not like you don't do that every week anyway.
Yeah, I think my shoulders are hurting from carrying this podcast and stuff like that, but you know, as things start to move forward, I definitely need to start carrying my own freight.
There we go.
Classic Treyism right there. You know, Treeb, he's a busy man. I don't know if people at home, people that are watching this, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Dad's an asshole, dude. Yeah. Dad gets soft. Dad's like me. He gets soft sometimes. Like we mentioned him in the podcast, and we did probably the most minor to low-key roast towards him about how we just didn't call him Dad growing up, which is just true, and it's kind of a funny story. And then all he says is, fucking your editing's always fucked up. Trey's never in frame. You look like a liberal that fucking is like, free all the Palestinians. I think that's the liberal version, I don't know. But yeah, he was mad. But the funniest part of him being mad is he sent me a picture of a dude in a blue polo.
I seen that one. That was fucking hilarious. I was dying.
I'll pull it up here. But it was pretty close.
It was pretty close.
The photo was pretty close. And I'm just wondering how he, like, what he looked up to find that. Did he just look up liberal with a purse or liberal blue shirt purse? Like, how did he find such a distinct photo that was so spot on to what he was trying to find?
I think you used AI.
Did he?
Yeah.
That didn't look like an AI photo.
Yeah. But maybe that's my only thing. But I would say right now you look like a skateboarder. If I didn't know who you were, I would have looked at you and said, yeah, this guy rips it up.
Yeah, no, my outfits take on many forms. I'm much like Dad in the aspect of I have kind of picked out outfits that I wear throughout the week. Thursdays are typically my either green flannel day, as you've seen on multiple podcasts, or now my new jacket, which Renee got me at the thrift store for $5. So this was a
nice one.
This is nice find for $5, I would say. Yeah. But no, I either look like a sissy liberal, a skateboarder, or a hardworking blue collar man, all of which I am not. You know, I don't know. How would you describe me to somebody who doesn't know me?
I would say that, you know, you got this guy, Treeb. He is quick, witted.
That's fair.
He always is quick. He likes to think on his feet a lot. Very rarely have I seen him get frazzled, at least when it comes to conversation. I'm surprised he didn't do very well at the car selling business.
The car selling, sorry, go ahead.
But no, I would say you're like a shady car salesman.
What?
Yeah, you kind of give off that presence, kind of.
What about me is shady? Is it because I'm slim?
Yeah, you're slim.
Thank you. I'll take that. Yeah. Is it because my rhymes are sick?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
They're sick.
Is it because I could be a running back if I was in the NFL.
I think you're more like the fullback.
Fullback, nice.
Fullback, which is a dying breed these days.
You know, I feel like, you know, and we may have already, you know, it's crazy, we're like 12, 11 episodes, whatever it is, into this podcast, and I'm already confused if I've told stories on the podcast already, but...
I don't think we've talked about your stint as a car salesman on the podcast
I wasn't going to go down that avenue, but we could talk about the car sales. I was going to talk about how you said I was a fullback, but when I played football, which, you know... Shout out to me. You know, I did sports from when I was a kid to when I was throughout high school, you know, and I'm not saying like I was some collegiate level. Stop doing that in the studio. Yeah. Stop fucking do. I told you to do this last time. God damn it. God.
Well, I seen you do it earlier.
But I'm not ripping. Do you see me ripping back clouds straight? God damn it, dude. If I were to describe you to fucking somebody, to somebody I don't know, it's fucking somebody with no couth, freaking.
I don't even know what that means.
Like you don't care. You let it all hang out. Like I think I told you before this podcast started that I could see your underwear. Before the show started, and you could probably see it again, I'm sure. I'll probably, out of respect for you, scale this podcast in so you don't see your drawers. But when we started this, you sat down, I saw nothing but checkered boxes. I saw more of your shit-stained underwear than I saw the brown stains on your tan pants that you've been wearing for the last 3 days. Yeah, no couth from you at all.
Well, you were just saying about how, every day for you, it's like you pick this outfit, not me.
Not you, it's the same outfit 7 days a week.
Even the same underwear.
I bet, dude. I give off shady vibes, you give off stinky vibes.
Yeah, facts.
You look like if I freaking swiped my hand over you, I would just, it would smell like bacon grease.
Pretty accurate. Yeah.
You look like your natural musk is freaking burnt bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. Jesus Christ. Going back to the sports, I did sports throughout high school and as a little kid. But when I started playing football when I was in like second grade, I played flag football, and Dad said, just be a lineman. Just be a fucking lineman. And it's like, that was so fucking retarded. Like being a lineman in flag football is the most pointless and stupid thing ever. You're just blocking other unathletic kids. You're blocking...
For the people who are watching this on the visual side of things, this is what you did. First of all, you couldn't do this.
No.
To block. this is probably what the NFL is going to be eventually, but now that I'm visualizing it, at the time I didn't think it was funny, but it's like if me and you were to do it like right now, like trying to block with each other doing this.
Yeah. Well, you know what it probably was probably like, because I mean all the unathletic fatties, you know, which I wasn't even in, like, even in high school I wasn't even that fat, like.
You were probably like the every football team has that one skinny kid that's just that he plays like defensive end or something. Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, that's what I was. But even like flag football, literally I come in, I play offensive line, and I probably what it was why you had the block like this is because all these, you know, unathletic fatties playing flag football. You probably could get right under their little man titties, little boy titties, you know, and freaking just scoop them up in the air. And, you know, they probably just didn't want any little boys to get their titties scooped. You can't scoop any titties doing this unless you're scooping your own.
scooping your own.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's like you come to the line, it's like an intimidation.
Yeah. Look at these double D's.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But getting back to my main point, yeah. Dad was like, be a lineman. And that's what I was. And the one time I was like, hey, coach, I want to run the ball. And he looked at me and he's like, you have little boy titties. And I was like, but give me a chance, coach. These titties can run. Like, give me a chance. And then he believed me and he put the ball in my hand and I freaking broke free. I broke free for a touchdown, but I was 1 yard short and nobody grabbed my flag. I tripped over my own shoes. I stopped me. Nobody thought that was funnier than Dad. Dad laughed his ass off after I tripped over my own feet, preventing myself from scoring my only touchdown in my football career. And that was still the closest I had ever been to scoring a touchdown in my football career. Dad took great pleasure in watching me fail in athletic events. I also ran track very not long, 2 years, 7th and 8th grade. I was not very fast. Like I said, I had man titties as a child, little boy titties. I was an offensive lineman. So I ran like a 400 and it was in my heat and I was finally going to win the race. And in fact, I think I rewatched this video on like a year ago or something. And I'm watching the race and I'm so far ahead. And I hear dad in the background say, shit, he might actually win this time. And I'm running. And then this kid from the back, the last 100 meters, just passes me up, and Dad is laughing his ass off in the background as I lose, and I don't even get second place. I get, like, fifth. So, you know, Dad's always been a shit talker. Dad's always been my number one hater, but he's also been my number one supporter. It's all out of love.
Yeah, I really wish we would have had those moments videotaped.
We did. I don't know if the flag football one is, but the race is videotaped.
Well, if we had the flag football one, we can go on Tosh.0, have the web redemption.
It was like 2013, maybe.
A bunch of grown men were running down the field like this. All right, Treem, you ready to give it another shot?
And the opposing team is still like a bunch of 7-year-olds.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we just run through them. And then like at the 1 yard line, they have like their fattest kid on their team. It's like a fat black kid named like Terrell or something. And old Terrell's at the 1 yard line ready to grab my flag and I just truck the shit out of him. Because I'm not gonna let no 7-year-old fucking stand in my way. No. No, thank you. Speaking of children, did you know, Trey, that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month?
I did.
There's like a million of these little causes that go out for these months, and it's not like each month has its own distinct thing. Like, there's not just 12 causes. February, which is the shortest month of the year, doesn't have one cause for awareness. It doesn't have two. It has fucking six awarenesses, six causes that you want me to bring my awareness to in 28 goddamn days, Trey. I can barely pay attention to my fucking surroundings. How am I going to pay attention to six different causes? And like, September has 16 causes to be aware of, and you already don't want me to forget about 9/11, and now I have to remember about 16 different fucking causes. Pain awareness is also in September, and it's like, I never forget about 9/11 at all, so I'm in pain
throughout the whole year.
365 days a year, especially in September, so I don't need like a individual day to just be pain awareness day. In March has a doctor's awareness day, which is like the stupidest of all these awarenesses, because if there were like all these causes, right? If there were none of these bad diseases, bad problems, then doctors wouldn't have a fucking job. So, like, doctors are rooting for these causes and these problems. Like, you don't see the KKK celebrating Black History Month.
Nope.
Yeah. And then August is National Make-A-Will Month. So if your name is Will, you know when your parents were fucking. And August also has National Breastfeeding Week, which is absolutely fucking stupid. If you have a baby that needs to be breastfed, you need to breastfeed them all the time. The only time that this would make sense is if grown men could just go around taking a suckle on a titty.
Yeah. All right, son. I'll let you do it even though you're 12.
Yeah. So those are just some of the most they're all ridiculous. And I mean, you know, I can understand like the big ones, autism. Not even autism, really. I mean, I think just cancer. Like, right? I mean, yeah. It used to be October was Cancer Awareness Month, and everybody in the NFL would wear pink, and now it's like transgenders get like 3 different weeks and 2 different months, and it's like, how are cancer, transgenders, and fucking hand washing all in the same vein? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's interesting you brought up the breast cancer awareness and players wearing pink, as I remember that, and I actually remember seeing a video, and, you know, it was one of those videos that was kind of out of left field, you know, one of those conspiratorial type videos, and basically what their claim was is because NFL players are wearing pink, that in 10 years it's going to be feminized.
Feminized.
Now, fast forward 10 years, yeah, that guy was probably on to something.
Hey.
I mean, I don't know if the NFL's technically feminized. What do you mean by that?
Well, like soft, I guess.
Oh, well, that's more like Roger Goodell. Yeah. He's a softy. Is it just me, or is like Roger Goodell kind of been more likable over the last couple years?
I think he'll always be hate just because he's a billionaire.
Is he a billionaire?
I mean, the commissioner of the NFL, he has to be, right?
I challenge you on that. Pull it up, Jamie. Where's our homeless guy? That's what this is for.
Yeah.
Is like for the podcast. I'm gonna pull stuff up on the big screen. But yeah, pull that up for me. I bet you he's nowhere near a billionaire. Google his net worth. I'm gonna say his net worth is probably not even close to like Patrick Mahomes. I bet you his net worth is like 90 million.
Roger Goodell's net worth is not publicly available.
Wow.
While his annual compensation is known, his total assets and other sources of income are not disclosed. A 2023 article in the New York Times reported that Goodell's salary and compensation reached almost $64 million in 2019 to 2020 and 2020 to 21 following a new labor agreement and broadcast rights deals.
So yeah, I mean, not even, I was even off saying 90 million. Where did you get the sense that he was a billionaire?
Well, I think what I mean by what I say billionaire is, I personally don't think that someone that's in that level of control and power, I feel like it's almost impossible for someone to hold that amount of power and all that and be liked at the same. I would say that Dana White would probably be the only exception. Like, he's kind of liked, but
he's not liked by certain groups. But he's not liked by my people,
yeah,
the liberals. But you know that like billionaire means you make $1 billion. You can't twist the meaning of the word of the word billionaire. You can't say, well, what I mean by billionaire is that he's an asshole.
True.
Like, do you know like how hard it is to be a billionaire? Like Dana White, I don't think he's not a billionaire.
Yeah, let's look that up. I don't think he's a billionaire, but
like,
I'm gonna say he has to be over 500 mil. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good line. I'm gonna say he is 100 mil. I'm gonna say, well, under 500.
Oh, I was right on the money. Dana White's net worth is estimated to be around 500 mil.
Wow, good line, Trey. That was a good line, good guess. No, yeah, but he's not a billionaire either. Like, billionaires, you have to be nuts. You have to be like Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, you know. But yeah, that was what was on my slate. I'm trying to think if I have any fun stories of the week.
Yeah, what's been going on this week, Treeb?
You know, I've been kind of, you know, not really homeless people, but crackheads I've kind of been running into quite a bit. One of our downstairs neighbors is dating, a crackhead who I've heard is a nurse, which makes no sense.
A crackhead nurse.
A curse, if you will. and she was, I guess Renee was just sitting in the living room or whatever with the cats, and this crackhead was just freaking, like, looking in her car like this, just looking, like, wow, through her stuff, and it was, like, that's nuts. But the funniest one to date was, there's a, and it's kind of sad, because people post about this person on, like, the Facebook page, the Neighborhood Watch or whatever, and, Jesus, quit leaning back, too, you're probably leaning out of frame. Facebook Watch page, where people are like, oh, this person's freaking tweaked out on Main Street, and they, like, tag her on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad, but literally, we're coming back from Little Caesars, and this crackhead is literally fucking hitting the Bernie by fucking Pioneer Park, just fucking...
See, those are the funny crackheads. See?
But then she fucking sits down and she's like,
just does it again.
I mean, honestly, sometimes you just gotta hit the Bernie, you know.
No question.
I ran into some crackheads. That was kind of scary. Not scary, I guess, but funny more than anything. I don't know, what about you? What do you got?
Just same old, really. Just been chilling, thinking about getting back into some vidges. Thinking about doing some more horror videos, actually.
Ooh.
I'm taking
a shower?
Well, yeah, that'd be more slasher genre. But I'm saying, like, read scary stories, and because you always see those videos on YouTube, it's like three Craigslist horror stories.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it like I could do that.
Yeah, I think the problem is with you reading horror stories is you have zero inflection.
What does that mean? Like,
it means like, so I watched one of your horror stories before, and here's how Trey reads a horror story. The woman came home from work. She opened her door to see a man standing there. She didn't know the man. She jumped in fright. And as she jumped in fright, the man stabbed her in the gut, and she died.
Actually, not bad. that was actually pretty good. People who are watching this, listen to Treeb's horror story and tell me if it's good. I thought it was pretty good. And you're doing it ironically.
But like, you need to put some pep in your step a little bit. Like, you gotta be like, the lady came home from work and there was a man inside of her room.
There you go.
Yeah. But you remained the same decibel throughout. When she came into her room, there was a puddle of blood up to her knees.
Every fifth word, I would be like, the woman came in.
That scared me. I didn't expect you to do that. That was funny as fuck. You're like, the woman came in and the blood was up to her knees. When she left, there was no blood at all. How did the blood get up to her knees? It's because her mom's laying there dead. Dead as a corpse can be. Subscribe for more stories.
Yeah.
But you're a little bit more loud than that. You're like, the woman came home to see a pool full of blood in her kitchen. She wondered if her son cut the turkey too much. I don't know. I'm out of bits there, but anyway, yeah, you just need a little bit more inflection. And you need to make some edits too if you're gonna do that. Cause I remember one time me and Danny sat and watched one of your horror stories, and you literally were like, and then they all died.
Well, and that's the thing is, that was my first time, and B, when you look up scary stories, it gives you the most retarded stories ever. So if I wanted to go on YouTube, and yeah, I'm gonna steal their stories, fuck them, I don't care. I don't care about copyright.
Damn.
So I have to go to Mr. Nightmare, one of those slapdicks.
Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare.
I have to write down every word and then narrate it. I mean, I could create my own story, but it's like,
you can probably,
and they all sound the same too. It's like, once you listen to like 10 of them, they all sound the same. It's a plot where there's a plot, he's just about to leave, and that's one thing that always pisses me off about these stories is, I was just about to leave when this happened, and now I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you write your own scary stories? Tell me a scary story right now from the top of your head.
I was taking a shower, and...
But make it spooky. Act like you're recording it in your studio. Make it professional. Give people a reason to subscribe to Trey's Raw for your horror stories.
Once upon a time, I was on Craigslist. I had reached a point in my life where I needed extra money. So I posted on ads, said, anyone interested in this Nerf football? Got a few responses. Come to meet the guy. He says, hey, you sell the Nerf football? I'm like, yes, sir. He's like, I've been playing football 10 years. I got more yards going in reverse than you have going forward. I stole that one, by the way. That one's copyrighted.
You motherfucker, dude! Why'd you do that?
I can't take credit for that.
Why did you do that? Give me a real one.
I don't know a fucking real one. I don't know a scary story off the top of my head.
I'll do one. I'll do one, but I'll make it ironic. I don't know yet. So I went on Craigslist. And I was selling a Nerf football. And as I posted the ad, people wanting to buy it came flooding in. One name stuck out in particular. Edgar smells a lot. Edgar smells a lot said, are you selling that Nerf football? And I responded, no shit, it's my ad. He responded back, you're gonna regret that sass here in a minute. I said, do you still want it? He said, for $5? That's absolutely crazy. And I said, it's in good condition. And he said, there's a bite taken out of it. And I said, we've all wanted to take a bite out of a Nerf football. And he said, that's only at recess in elementary school. And I said, but haven't you wanted to live a little and take a bite out of a Nerf football of your own? And Edgar said, that's why I'm here. I'm the ghost of bitten Nerf football pass, and you have crossed the line. I didn't respond. I thought he was being an asshole for calling me out for biting my Nerf football. So I go to bed, and then I look at the Nerf football inside my garage. There's another bite taken out of it. I message Edgar on Facebook and said, hey fucker, did you come over and bite my Nerf football when I was asleep? No response. Seriously, motherfucker, did you take a bite out of my Nerf football? I was gonna have that for lunch. No response. I'd go back to work just thinking about how Edgar took a delectable bite out of my Nerf football from the other end. I was irritated. I was gonna get even. I look at Edgar Smells a Lot's Facebook page and realize that he had his address. 112 Fart Lane. I was gonna go get this guy, taking a bite out of my Nerf football. During lunch, I took a commute out to Fart Lane, confront Edgar Smells a Lot for taking a bite out of my Nerf football. As I pull up to this man's manor, I knock on the door viciously. As I knock on the door, crows fly by. Nothing opens. Nothing happens. The door creaks open. Nobody's there. I let out a, hello. Nobody's there. I come inside the manor. As I come inside, there's just nothing but Nerf footballs everywhere with bites taken out of it. There's even Vortex footballs, you know, like the ones with the wings on it, with bites taken out of it. And I'm like, what did I walk into? And as I turn around, Edgar Smells a Lot is right next to me with an ice cream cone full of Nerf footballs. He said, you don't know what you just got yourself into, son. It's Nerf or nothing. And you have just chose Nerf. I was like, but what if I want nothing? All I wanted was you to apologize for taking a bite of my Nerf football. And he said, to hell with that, son. You've came to 112 Smells a Lot Lane. This is where we keep all the inventory of the delectable Nerf footballs. I even have some Nerf darts upstairs that I put up my butt. When I sniff the Vortex footballs, I take a chomp out of delicious Nerf balls. And then he takes me to his bathroom, where his bathtub is filled to the brim with Nerf darts. And he said, you know what's under there? And I said, what? He said, it's my collection of Aiden Nerf footballs. And he said, if you want to get out of here alive, you are going to eat that whole bathtub of Nerf football remnant. And I said to him, please, Edgar, don't make me eat all of this Nerf football remnant. And he said, in my ear, and I remember it to this day, it's Nerf or nothing.
It is Nerf or nothing.
Now you go.
Yeah, I don't know if I can top that. That was pretty good.
Did you like that? That was
good.
That was all off the top of my head.
Yeah, that was impressive. How you just came up with all that on the spot, and you stayed in character too the whole time.
Give me something. Give it a try. Give it a try.
I'm on my way. There was a time in my life where I'm not proud of this, but sometimes in life, you have to do what you gotta do. But let me take you back to when I was probably 5 to 6 years old. This guy takes a piece of gum and he just puts it on the trash. He publicly litters.
He puts it on the
and
trash.
Puts it on the street.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I had to see these things. You look at me, there were years when my father didn't make $100,000, or barely made $100,000. And sure, we had a housemaid, but she only came 2 days out of the week. What do you think happened the other 5 days of the week? You think those clothes just got themselves in the hamper? So when you look at me, and you're like, this guy is soft. You haven't been to Lewiston. You haven't seen the things that I've seen. You've never been down that way. I'm done.
That wasn't very good. You gotta build off of it. You gotta be like, you haven't been to Lewiston. You haven't seen the things I've saw. You haven't seen homeless people hitting the Bernie as they walk down Main Street, tweaked out of their mind. My father may not have made $100,000, but he made $95,000 per year. I know that because all my friends' dads, they only made $25,000 a year. Those poor bastards. Quit doing that. Quit blowing the smoke tray, or the Lewiston demon's gonna crawl up your butt and put that gum that guy littered in your butthole. And then, you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna have gummy shits And when you have gummy shits, you know what happens there?
You're gonna lick my taint.
Gum gets stuck in your butt hairs. And there's nothing worse than, than gum in your ass hairs.
You would know gum, you would know about how you get gum on certain areas.
Holy shit, I forgot about that.
That's a good
story. We were watching Monday Night Raw at circa 2011, probably. I was in probably 5th, 6th grade, just chewing gum. I thought to myself, this would fit perfectly in my butthole. But then I was like, you know what? I don't think I want this in my butthole. But you know where this would also fit and would be hilarious? Is if I put it on the tip of my cock. And everybody would think that's fucking hilarious. So I take this gum out of my mouth and I put this gum on the tip of my cock. And this is gum that I had been chewing for probably hours at this point. And you know, at that point, gum gets stretchy, gets sticky. And I put it on my dick, and I say, hey, Trey, look at this. Gum dick. And he's like, did not think it was funny. Not the response I thought I was going to get. And I was like, oh, well. And I'm taking the gum off, and it is stretching off the tip of my wiener. And I'm like, oh, no. And then, you know, half the gum came off, and I'm still pulling gum off my wiener. And then it's like 10 p.m., and I'm like, I got to take a shower. And Mom's like, why are you taking a shower? And I'm like, oh, no reason. She said, why are you taking a shower? And I'm like, oh, you know, the old gum on the wiener trick.
The
old gum on the wiener bit. Nobody else thought it was funny, but, you know, looking back on it, that's kind of funny.
Well, you know how they say, when you get gum in your hair and how difficult it is to get it off, but I don't think too many people know how tough it is to get gum off of your penis, so yeah. For people that are...
And trust me, it's equally as hard to get off with gum on your penis. That was funny, fuck you.
For the one other retard that's gonna, in the world, that's gonna try that, just, you know now.
You didn't think it's twice as hard to get off with gum on your penis? That was a good response, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So we talked about the gum on the wiener. We're really digging.
Classic story.
Well, you know,
we said we were gonna talk about your car salesman days.
Oh my god, yeah, good callback. You know, I just wasn't cut out to be a car salesman. Some people have it, some people don't. I don't even like talking to people anymore. I used to be a pretty social guy.
Yeah.
I think that kind of ruined me socially. I also think working at Walmart ruined me socially, and I think interviewing people every day ruined me. I was social a lot during my day, kind of made me more of a hermit person.
Yeah.
But no, selling cars is tough. And, you know, our dad did it and he was really good at it for years.
Right.
And I thought I could do it. You know, anything dad can do, I could do better, I thought. Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah.
I wish, dad, if you're watching this, I can only wish to be half the dad you are once this baby pops out. But no, man, it was long days. Sometimes nobody showed up. And, you know, I'm just like, I'm awkward, dude. I'm weird in weird situations. And one of those situations especially is driving. Stop fucking doing that. Just take regular rips off the vape. Like, you see this?
Or you're getting mad at me because I kept blowing large clouds, so I was trying to keep it short.
Did you see me blow a cloud at all just there? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you, but, you know.
That's more like it,
I guess. But anyway, selling cars, wasn't cut out for it. I'm trying to think about what's a good... Oh yeah, I was awkward. I'm not a good driver, and I don't like driving, and I wasn't good at parking, and I'm not one that just is eager to help. And a lot of that job is like, you got to move cars in the parking lot, you got to back cars in, and you got to, you know, learn how to drive manual cars. And all these guys that I'm working with are like grown men with family.
Yeah.
And at the time I was like 19 years old, and I was like, I don't want to do any of this. And like, I would like park crooked. I wouldn't be able to back in right. And they'd be like, hey, is this guy legitimately retarded? Do we hire a retard to be a salesperson?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they did, but, you know, that stuff makes me anxious. Didn't like doing it. My only car that I did sell, I sold three cars, I think, total. But my first car that I sold was to a guy with a 450 credit score. And we got him into a used vehicle, and the whole sale process took 17 hours. And I remember this guy, you know, we've been giving you shit for not showering this episode.
Yeah.
This guy stunk like shit the whole day. Like, I had to do this, like, a lot. Because, like, he just smelled like ass.
Yeah.
Like, he smelled like he did, like, he forgot to put gum in his asshole. Like, he smelled really bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I did it. And I accomplished that. It's not something that I would ever do again. No, if I wasn't doing this job, I honestly don't know what I would be doing, because this is kind of all I'm cut out for.
Yeah, no, it's definitely crazy. And, you know, I think, do you think if you were to get into real estate, you'd be I think you could probably do real estate. I think it's a bit different vibe there.
I appreciate you saying that. I don't think I would. You know, I appreciate the kind words. I don't know if this conversation really has legs, so I'm going to transition to a different topic that's kind of similar to gum on the wiener. Trey used to, we lived by a storage unit by our house, and Trey used to go to that storage unit when he was a child, and I'm talking young, like, I don't even think Trey was in school yet, and he would stop doing that. What makes you are you retarded?
I have ADD.
Quit what, fucking psychopath? Sometimes he just do shit to drive me nuts. Like, god damn it.
I would go to the storage units.
He would go to the storage units, and he would find cigarette butts. Trey's been a straight edge boy his whole life, and he wouldn't smoke these cigarette butts. He would just put them under his pillow like he was waiting for fucking Dale Earnhardt Jr. to put a fucking, like, he was gonna upgrade to a full pack of cigarettes once he collects enough cigarette butts. But what was the, do you remember the mindset behind that when you were a kid?
I vaguely remember doing that, but I couldn't tell you why. But I know if I had a kid and they were doing that, I'd be fucking pissed.
Would you? I remember, kind of, like, 'cause I was young as shit too, but I remember that happening. And I just know, like, mom and dad were confused. They're like, because I think you were like five. And mom and dad were like, what the hell, Trey? Why are you doing this? And I just remember you going like, I'm sorry, I just like the smell. And I'm like, dude, Trey liking cigarette smoke at that age just makes sense. Because, like, cigarette smells are like the worst stink in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, that's a good point. Marijuana can be kind of stinky sometimes.
I can put up with it.
Yeah.
I think now that I'm sober, dude, beer stinks. The smell of alcohol, I hate that shit.
Nauseous, yeah.
I hate that shit. Yeah. I think, like, alcohol and cigarettes, that's probably the worst smells for me.
Yeah.
I also remember one of my earliest memories, and it could be a wrong memory, but I feel like we almost got abducted one time. Like, right outside of our house, this guy, like, just came up to us and was talking to us, and then mom's like, hey, get out of here, and the guy, like, hopped over the fence, and then I was like, huh, that's strange, but now I think about it as an adult, and I'm like, was he trying to steal us? And, like, who would want to steal us, you know, like, If there were any two kids that were primed to not get picked up by a predator, it was us. We were ugly kids.
Well, I don't think predators care about if you're ugly or not, but...
Well, I'm just saying we weren't top draft picks. I mean, we were undrafted in the predator draft.
Yeah. Well, I do remember about, because I remember, like, we were going outside, we seen someone, we freak out, but then it turns out, and later I found out that it was, like, some guy that was just looking for his cat or something.
That's what they all say.
That's what they all say.
That's what they all say.
But I do remember one time, and this sticks out with me, because it was right around the time where we got our house broken into.
Oh my god!
Probably by a crackhead.
Yeah, because
didn't steal any electronics, didn't steal any TVs, but he stole the change. And you know, when you're on crack, you're not thinking, "Oh, maybe I can sell this." And then 2 days later, he's like, "I need the fix now." So he just goes with the change.
I know what? How retarded is that? Yeah. Like we. That kind of, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, like, that's kind of almost offensive to us. Like, we had some good shit.
Yeah.
Like, we had all the game systems. We had, like, 4 TVs.
Yeah.
We had
all the figures.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, I had such an extensive collection of WWE action figures. We had Tony Hawk Ride.
Yeah.
We had Rock Band.
Guitar Hero.
Connect.
Old 9. Yeah.
And you just took our
change
from the Denny's jar. Like, come on, that's mom's soda money. You're taking like the most unhappy person in the household's happiness.
Better hope mom doesn't catch you. That's for sure.
Stop doing that but
I remember it was around somewhere around that time, and I don't remember when, but I do remember I was like looking out the window and I seen a guy, and I couldn't be sure because, you know, when you're a kid, you know, you whatever, but I'm pretty sure I seen him in a ski mask. Someone in a ski mask just like at a neighbor's house just running.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if did they ever catch that guy?
I think so. Because I think people in school were talking about it.
About the guy that broke into our house getting caught?
Well, I guess there are other people that this happened to, apparently.
Oh, really?
So
now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for everybody's favorite part of the show. You seen how prepared that I was for this first episode of May? Not very. But let's see if Trey came prepared with some good comedy bits and some good Trey-isms, if he can one-up his younger brother here. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Trey, the floor is yours.
All right, Treeb, I have a feeling that this podcast is gonna blow up. The proof is definitely in the cookie.
Yeah, you just gotta switch desserts there.
Yeah, I was saying this, but I really meant that, but that's neither here or at the fair. That's a good one.
Why is that a good one?
I mean, it's here or there, but it's here or at the fair.
But why does that qualify as a good one? Why? Because the fair's such like a niche location, and it's like here and there is why it's so broad.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him pee.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is coming straight from the saucer's mouth, Treeb.
The saucer's mouth.
Instead of sources.
Yeah.
Saucers.
Yeah, but saucer is like a dish. It doesn't have a mouth.
Or the flying saucer's mouth, since we're talking UFOs. And
flying saucers also don't have mouths. Are you just thinking of like an Italian guy whose only job is to pour marinara sauce on spaghetti?
All right, so when it comes to getting time off, you're going to have the more days off because you have what's known as fraternity.
God, you are dropping the ball this episode, but we do ask him to do it once a week, and there's going to be some duds every once in a while.
Yeah, Treeb, every time I come on this podcast, I'm all excited. I'm just licking my socks.
That one's good because you have a foot fetish, yeah. So that makes it even funnier. Dude, it's funny because I'm sorry not to interrupt you, but when we started the Raw interviews, I told Trey, I said, so let's do the Raw interviews on your channel, or what? Trey approached me, but then I was like, okay, let's do it on your channel, and then I wanted to do it more consistently, yeah. And then I told him, I said, Trey, for the love of God, could you make your beat off playlist fucking private? You just had fucking playlist titled Foots, Foot Deluxe, Foot Premium, Two Foots, Foot No Sock, Foot One Sock, Foot, and you know, like just say feet, you're saying foot in all of these. All right, go ahead.
Bidley. Tree, I don't trust this guy. I have to tell you, I do not trust them as far as I could go through them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could come over. I'm extending the olive bench.
Nah, dude. All right.
I have two more. The last one's probably... You're probably going to have to cut out the last one because it's pretty bad.
Every time... Well, there's only been a couple times where you've said I've had to cut it out. I've actually cut it out.
No, this one is actually... This one is actually pretty bad. So, Tree, you know, it's about time. I've been feeling not like myself. I feel like I need to tell you something. So at this time and moment, I am deciding that I am coming out of the rocket.
Yeah. Not all of them could be winners. The sock one was definitely good.
I thought the kitchen one was pretty good.
Which one was the kitchen one again?
You gotta throw the entire kitchen and think.
I don't think you said that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
Say it again.
You gotta throw the entire kitchen and think.
Yeah, you didn't say that one. That one is good.
Yeah, that one is good, right?
Like the whole
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta. Yeah, you didn't say that one, but that one is good. That one's one of your good ones where it's just like good wordplay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you gotta. There's a couple, like the saucer's mouth. It's like saucers don't have mouths. And there's some of them where it's just like you gotta find why these are funny, you know. Yeah. And like some of them hit, but some of them don't. And
it's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is. But okay, what's the one that's going on our Patreon?
So mom has been watching these podcasts, and you know he's telling me, Trey, you need to stop being so racist. And I'm like, that's just how I am, though. That's my appeal. But I decided that, you know what, she's right. I need to stop being racist. So the first step into me not being racist is that for the long time, instead of using white toilet paper, I've been using black toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you might ask yourself, well, if you're using black toilet paper, how do you know when you finished? I'm like, I just go by feel.
Why is that so bad?
I don't know. I just sounds bad.
No. What would have been good is like, you're like, mom said I need to start being racist, and then it's like, or stop being racist. They'd be like, so I started using black toilet paper.
And that would have been better.
Yeah. Yeah. So I started using black toilet paper, yeah. And you're probably wondering, how in the world did you get black toilet paper? It's easy. I just go to every public restroom that I can find. And I reuse
toilet paper.
Yeah. Reuse toilet paper. That's how you get black toilet paper, brown toilet paper. We weren't that racist this episode.
Nah, we were pretty clean cut.
Yeah.
Don't get used to it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many stuff that mom's going to get us on.
I guess my rant during child abuse.
Yeah,
that might do it. But yeah, no, I mean we're over an hour here. That's probably gonna do it for this episode. I will say this: we guessed net worths earlier. Trey, what's your guess on how long this final podcast is gonna be? So what's the time there on the?
108:30.
I'm gonna say that this podcast is gonna be 48 minutes and 13 seconds.
I'm gonna say 51 minutes 12 seconds.
It's a good line.
Yeah.
Thank you guys again for tuning into another episode of the Trey and Treep Show. We really do appreciate it. We're trying to grow this as much as we can, trying to grow this thing, trying to be as funny as we can, and trying to be one of the top comedy podcasts one day. And I think we can do it. Trey, any final words?
Nah, just like what Treep said, we appreciate you guys for checking out. If you want to check out my YouTube channel where I may or may not be doing scary stories, it is Trey is Raw.
I don't think anybody feeds off each other better than you and I.
Yeah. Or what about the, what did you say his name was? The Edgar, the Nerf footballs.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Check all the links down below. Follow us on TikTok. We're growing there at a rapid pace. We're getting new followers like every day. So follow us there at Trey and Tree Clips. People think you're hilarious. They don't know if you're playing a character or not. And you're never going to reveal that. So.
Never.
So thank you guys again for tuning in. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
TNT.
Copy rice!